and that's working away.
So you're all welcome. I'm sure you all woke up this morning going, here, what am I doing now? Back to school at this hour, like. But look, I suppose it shows that you're serious about a career in credit management, and I think that's the important part. And we always have stuff to learn, and if it's going to improve our careers and improve our jobs, and just even how we do our jobs, and even if it keeps us sane, isn't that time well spent? So that's what it's about. And the course itself is, I suppose it's partly academic because it covers all aspects of credit management. It's also very practical as well. So you will find stuff that you can use on a day-to-day basis, and that's really the way it's designed. So what I want to do in the first few minutes today is just to give you an overview of what to expect. Is that okay? So the first part is an overview of what to expect. And I'll keep it to 10:30-ish. Then Paul Daly, who's here, is your tutor on credit management. So he will spend an hour or so just going through the specifics of the credit management subject and what you're going to cover there. Then we'll take a break, and what we'll do then is I'll come back then at 11:50 for the credit risk assessment. So I'm going to be looking at the credit risk assessment side. Is that okay?
Hi.
Welcome. Okay, hi, how are you? Yeah, if you want to grab a seat. Paul, would you give them folders there as well?
Is this on since 9?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, and I know that frightens an awful lot of people.
Yeah.
I had to book the room from 9 to get set up and organised. Yeah? So that's why they wrote. I changed it on the other thing. Okay, so just that you know, so that's myself, I'm looking after risk assessment, Paul's looking after credit management. So how does the whole thing work? Well, how it works is that starting on Monday, you will get your first set of notes and pack. Now, I've given you a folder there with some introductory information in it. On Monday, what you'll receive, I'll send you this presentation via email, so you have all the dates in soft copy. Is that okay? You also have the hard copy in the front of your folder. And what we will do is, on Monday, I will be sending you the first risk pack. That will comprise of your notes, yeah, which is lots of learning stuff. You will also have what's called a workbook. And the workbook is just to test yourself as you go through. So rather than reading 50 pages and then answering questions at the end, I think, I don't know any of that. The workbook just helps you as you go through the material to make sure that you know and understand what's going on. And what you will also have in your pack on Monday, it's what's called a short test. Now, I heard somebody panicking about short tests earlier. So, short tests are literally short tests. They are 10 questions based on the material that you have, and the answers are in the material that you're given. Is that okay? And what the short test does is, it just makes sure that you know and understand what's going on. Alright? So, On Monday, you will get your short test and all your notes. Now, you can work on it at your own pace. That's fine. What I would advise you to do, if possible, is block off a couple of hours. So, say a Wednesday night when there's nothing on the telly or whatever the case may be. Block off a couple of hours and just go through the notes and, you know, do it. And do the short test as you go. Is that all right? So, that's that. And then, this looks like a whole pile of words. What this is, though, this is just setting out the timetable for the term ahead. So, as I say, on Monday you get your first set of notes for risk assessment. The following week, then, you get your first set of notes for credit management. Then you get your second set of notes, and you get your first assignments. And it sort of alternates like that. Is that okay? So you have 1 week to return your short test. And on the assignments, which we go into more detail when we're talking about the topic, you have 2 weeks to submit an assignment. The assignment kind of encapsulates your understanding of the whole. So it's two modules. So the first two modules, you get an assignment on that. The second two modules, you get an assignment on that. And it just brings it all together for you. Is that okay? Now, look, we know the real world catches up with everybody from time to time. So if you do have a week's holidays booked or whatever, you know, that's fine. And probably just send me an email and say, look, I'm away next Monday or I'm away for a week or whatever. So we don't rigidly adhere to, you know, if it's not in by Tuesday, you don't get any marks. If you do it and submit it, you'll get the marks. From an admin perspective and from my own and from our perspective, it's nice to get them in order and on time. And it just makes it easier for us to correct them all together. Is that okay? Because there's nothing worse than going through correcting a whole bunch of assignment twos and then, or short test twos, and then there's a short test one in the middle of it, because we go brain dead too, you know. And you go, here now, I have to go back and learn this stuff again. So if you could, but look, I do understand that, look, there are going to be weeks, there's going to be things that happen, and all you do is, look, will you just, and I suppose I'm the best point of contact, so just drop me an email and say, Dec, I'm away next week, or look, month end, it's going to be Wednesday, and we'll be understanding. Is that okay? So that's fine. And then for the Halloween, that's the bank holiday weekend, so we're just going to take a break. And that'll also give you an opportunity to catch up if you follow behind. The one bit of advice I will give you is to keep it up week on week on week on week. People who do this course and do it well are people who read the notes every week, submit the tests every week, submit the assignments when they're due, attend the revision session, and then to make feedback. What's that? What? I don't know. Sorry, hang on. I've never heard that in my life. Just to show off
game,
everybody.
Game that accidentally wandered into your... Game that accidentally wandered into your...
Sorry, now, I just make sure that this is... Oh, sure. No, I think you're right. This is not my phone.
Can you leave this in there? Turn them
on. Yeah. This is exactly...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here. See, I told you the real world. You know, you made all the plans in all the world, and then... And when I looked at it, it's identical to mine. And I can't even unopen it again. That's upset me. So we'll run right through between September and December. Is that alright? The next slide is the dates that you return your short tests and assignments, and again, if you stick those in there, so that's for risk. And that's for credit management, and Paul will talk to you about that later. All right? So I know it sounds a bit daunting when you get it all together. As you're working through it, it does make sense, and it will all fall into place, I promise. So the assignments, we'll do those within a week, depending on what's available. So that's it. So you have 1 week, 2 weeks. Assignments received will be returned as scheduled. You have until the revision session, big mock exam. At the end, we give you a mock exam. Just to show you what the real exam is going to look like. We work on the basis that people don't like surprises. So we give you the mock exam, and that'll, now the way this term works, it'll be over the Christmas time, but you're allowed to take a break for Christmas, it's all right. So we get it to you before Christmas, block off a couple of hours at some stage, sit down and do the exam, and then once you've been there, done that, when the real exam, there you are. The hurrier I go, the behinder I go.
Let your ringtone.
Yeah, it scared the living daylights out of me.
Joe Nolan.
I thought that was my phone. Sorry. So the mock exam, and that at least, and when you've done it, you've done it. And when it comes to the real exam, then it's easy because I've done that already. Is that all right? All assignments. Email questions, and I suppose email now is becoming the standard form of communications. So, look, if you have questions, email. Yeah? Now, in terms of myself, just to manage expectations from the start, one of the things that I will do, if I am sitting at the desk and an email comes in, I will answer it. Because I don't like things on my to-do list, so I have enough to be doing. So once emails come in, I will answer them. One of the things I do for a living is training. So I might be training for a day. Is that okay? So I'm down in Cork on a training course from 9 to 4. I don't have access to my emails. So I'm just telling you that just in case you email me at 9 o'clock and then you're wondering at 9:10, why hasn't Declan replied? Is he ignoring me? So if I am training for the day, I get to them in the evening or at worst the following morning. So just if there is anything urgent, you have my mobile number there as well. So just give me a ring. It's probably the easiest way to do it. And even during training, I'll take breaks and check up messages. And I suppose the one thing to remember is don't panic. Is that okay? There is support there for you on email, on the phone, in the evenings, whenever. If you're absolutely stuck, you know, don't panic. Pick up the phone and say, Dec, just don't get this. And you won't be the first person. Is that okay? And chances are, if you don't get it, 10 people, other people don't get it and are afraid to ask. So I'd prefer you to talk to me and make sure that you understand every step of the way. Is that all right? Plagiarism, yeah, well, it doesn't really come into this. Although I got the same assignment twice, exactly identical assignments from two guys who were working together. So that's that. So look, it has to be your own work. Is that okay? Now certainly talk to each other, and we encourage you talking to each other. But you know, when you sit down to do an assignment, it has to be your own work. So that's that. Workbooks. So the workbooks. There's no workbook in credit management. There is in the in risk. So it's just for your own use, not to be submitted. But if you have a question, ask by all means. The pass mark in the exam is 40%, but knowing that people can't be great at everything, they introduced a system whereby if you get 35 and you get over 50 in the other subjects, we'll give you a pass mark compensation. Is that all right? So that's that, but 40 is the mark that you're aiming for. So yes, so that's just to appear on the when you're submitting the assignments. There's our mobile numbers. So just any time. And guys as well, just that you know, yes, by all means contact us on areas to do with the course, because that's why you're here, and to get a qualification. But I know you're all working in the area of credit management. And I know from time to time people ask you stupid questions and, you know, looking for information. And sometimes something that you've never come across before, personal insolvency or a liquidation, or you get a notice of a creditor's meeting or something. And if something happens out of the blue in your job, again, feel free to pick up the phone. Is that okay? So I'm kind of an additional resource to help you do your job as well. And even if it's just silly things like doing reports and DSOs or how to calculate them, you know, I have spreadsheets, and I am sad, I know I go down your estimation now. So as well as credit management and training, I have a whole heap of spreadsheets on my laptop, because that's the place for them, that I can make available to you. So if you're charged with recalculating the DSOs to make them meaningful, Dec, have you a DSO calculator? Yes, I have. I'll fire it out to you. Is that okay? So there is a load of resources there, and I'd like you to use them as well. In terms of the marking system, the short tests that you do will get 2.5 marks each. So that's kind of easy to get, because the answers are there for you. So your 4 short tests will give you 10%. Assignments give you 10% each, so your 2 assignments give you 20%. And then the exam is marked out at 70%. Is that okay? So I told you need 40% to pass. You can have 30% before you go into the room. Now you still need to pass the exam. In other words, you need to get there at the bottom 28 out of 70 of the exam. You can't fly your things and do nothing in the exam. So that's that. So it does all count for marks. All right? So that's that. And then when we're sending out the results letters, we tell you either passed, a credit, or a distinction. Is that okay? So there's 3 areas that you get. So that's that. These are some dates for your diary as well. Now, what we've done in the past is we've only had 3 dates that we get together per term. One is this, which is the induction session. Then 2 weeks before the exam, we have the revision session. And then we have the exams themselves. This year, and it's optional. Did I put up optional? No, I didn't put up optional. On the 18th of November, which is a Saturday in about 6 weeks' time, I'm putting in an optional and we'll see how it, what the uptake for it is. I just feel halfway through the risk course, might be no harm to get together again, just to make sure that you get it. It's one of these subjects that the penny drops. And so people who are numerous and are good with numbers, fly this, it's no problem. People who struggle with numeracy sometimes do get stuck. And my job is to make it as simple as possible for you. It's one thing I'm pretty good at, is taking complicated things and making them simple. Because I like simple, because it works. Is that okay? So it's just an option that you have for a Saturday morning to come together for a couple of hours and go through stuff. You know, email is good and phone is good. Sometimes, you know, you need to sit together. Now, I have no venue for that booked yet. Is that okay? We'll just wait until the day. And if there's less than 10 people, we might even have it in our office in Baggot Street, you know, just in the boardroom there. But so we'll work that out as we go. So block those dates in. So we have the revision on the 13th of January, exams on the 27th of January. And then I know, so half the room are coming back. This is their second and final term. Half the room are new who are starting off. So if you're finished, you're finished. For those of you who are starting off, I just said I'll just give you details of the dates for the next term, just to stick them in the diary. So the last thing you want to do is study for a year and then, oh God, I'm on holidays that week. So you can just plan around that. Is that okay? So there are the dates for the diary. And just in terms of any questions, what I'll do is I'll switch this off because I know people hate to hear their own voices on recorders. So I've given all the information to the people who aren't here.